Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Here on the Brett Magus Show, how we go through trending stories is we just headline read, because that's how people scroll through the internet. They think they got everything after that line. So why not us do the same thing? I'll read a headline here and tell me either keep it moving or give you more details. Like the most WTF Christmas gifts people have ever gotten.
Ooh, love this. Let's hear it.
So people are sharing all the crazy gifts they've gotten. Like one person shared, my grandparents gave me a suitcase for Christmas. And for convenience, they used it to transport the piles of wrapped gifts that were all for my sister. I was 10, and then they didn't have a suitcase to get home for the holidays.
Wow.
An ex gave me an engagement ring for herself. She wanted me to use it, propose to her, included with specific instructions on when I should use it, how I should propose, the stipulations she planned our wedding alone. And that terrible relationship ended up ending instead of using the engagement ring.
Wow.
My grandparents gave me, was planning on giving me money in a small box, and they thought it'd be funny to like put it in like a small tissue box. Well, they wrapped it and they opened up and it was just a tissue box. They're like, oh, whoops, my bad.
Well, they forgot to put the money in?
They forgot to put the money in. They just wrapped the wrong box.
Oh, my gosh.
List of America's favorite Christmas movies.
Oh, let's hear it.
Number 3 was Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. This is a survey of like 3,000 people. Number 2 was A Charlie Brown Christmas. And number 1 was Home Alone. Anna, what is your favorite? Yeah.
National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, but if I'm going to be totally honest, I haven't watched it yet this year.
Well, still
I got to get to that this weekend. Mm-hmm.
Carrie Underwood surprised her church by showing up and singing Christmas songs.
That's wow. That's amazing. That's all we need to know. Keep it moving.
Yeah, such a cool story, but we'll never hear the rest of the details. How about this? Best TV comedies of 2025 as the year comes to an end.
Keep moving.
Okay, don't care about that. Tennessee third graders created Taylor Swift wedding dress in STEM project.
Ooh.
Maybe
that's third grade?
Yeah. Third graders created a Cinderella-inspired STEM project of a Taylor Swift's like themed wedding dress that maybe she will wear. Like instead of wearing like all these like custom wedding dresses, like whose wedding dress are you wearing, Taylor? And she'd be like, oh, Mrs. Creek, third grade class, yeah. That's what I'm wearing.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Let's do a little fun Christmas trivia / Christmas Jeopardy here on the Brett Magus Show. It's our little Christmas special show. And so today's game will be, we will give you rounds. Round 1 is worth 1 point. Round 2 is worth double the points. Or 2 points, you can always come back if you're missing and don't get them. But the questions in round 2 are a little bit trickier. 3 different categories: movie, music, and Christmas facts. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Ooh, on music.
Let's start on Christmas movies, Hannah. In The Santa Claus, what causes Scott Calvin to become Santa? In The Santa Claus, Christmas. What causes?
So here's the thing with homemade meals: eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop, assemble, and bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Spirit.
The Christmas spirit.
No. Dang, no. I think I actually know
I've
this.
I've never
steal.
Seen that
you
movie.
You get one steal
okay,
each.
Can I steal it?
But you can use it strategically. Then you can only get steal it once. So it's up to you.
I feel like I just have to do it while I know it.
Okay.
The other one falls off the roof.
That is correct.
And, like, Loki dies.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's a little bit sad. Okay. I've never seen that movie.
All right. AB's on the board with 1 point.
I'm winning.
She's
unbelievable.
She's lost her steal. Yeah, keep that clip. Kevin, what does Buddy the Elf love to put on his food?
Maple syrup.
That is correct.
Ooh, that was a good one.
Hannah, you're in last place. AB, a chance to finish round one in first. In Home Alone, what city is Kevin's family headed to?
Paris.
That is correct.
Wow. This is unbelievable.
All right. Well, start with AB. A chance to go up. 3-1-0. Here we go. Round one for music. The most streamed music song of all time, Christmas song of all time is?
All I Want for Christmas.
That is correct.
Oh, AB.
AB in the lead.
It's going to be a good day. She didn't get the full title.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Kevin. Who was seen kissing Santa Claus underneath the mistletoe?
I saw Mommy kissing
Santa
Claus. Yeah,
Mommy getting it on. There you go. Boom. Hannah. Well, who sang Mistletoe, a 2011 pop hit?
Justin Bieber.
Justin Bieber. Hannah is on the board. All right. For round one of Christmas facts, these are facts about the holiday we're about to celebrate.
Okay.
Here we go. Hannah, you'll get to kick it off here. A chance to get back in the game here. Where is Santa located?
The North Pole.
Yep, you track everyone, including Santa, huh?
Yeah, very, very true. You know I stay on the Christmas tracker.
Kevin, how many reindeer does Santa have?
He has 8, but if you count Rudolph, he's got 9.
I'm going to need a final answer. What are you going to go with?
Santa has 8 tiny reindeer.
Yes, that is correct. Rudolph guided sleigh one foggy Christmas Eve. That is it.
Oh, he's not an OG?
No, he's not an OG.
Not an OG.
Dasher, Dancer, that. Prancer, Vixen, Comet, Cupid, Donner, Blitzen.
This guy is still showing off. All right, AB, you could end round one in the lead, but I will remind everyone, Hannah and Kevin strategically holding on to their saves for bigger points. All right, AB, this might be a tough one for you, especially with the lead, and she hasn't missed yet, guys. You nervous?
Bound to happen.
Very. Yeah.
Whose birthday is the celebration of Christmas?
Jesus.
Wow.
Okay.
Amy got to say Jesus. All right. Yep. Round two, worth double the points. And Hannah and Kevin have their steals, but AB in the lead with 4 points. We'll see what happens next while you play along with us in 3 minutes. This has probably never happened. AB is in first after
first
round. This is making me sick.
In a game that is an intense Christmas Jeopardy trivia that we are playing here on the Brett Maga Show. It's our little Christmas show. And so each round, the first round was worth 1 point. We've doubled the points, so they're all worth 2 points. So a chance to get back in the game. You can steal if you want. And the categories for our Christmas trivia are movies, music, and Christmas facts. So now these are worth double the points, 2 points. Here we go. AB, you finished off the round one, so you'll kick off round two here.
The pressure's on.
In It's a Wonderful Life.
Oh, man.
Oh, boy.
Oh, man. What does George say he will lasso for Mary? What does he want to lasso for Mary?
Is it the gun thing?
No.
You think he's
going
to lasso a gun for her? Mary!
I'm going to steal that.
Wow, Kevin's going to steal.
Yeah, I'm going
to
steal.
And to take the lead.
Mary, I'll lasso the moon for you.
That is correct. And he said it with the accent. That was
dumb
great.
Movie. All right. Thinking of a Christmas story.
They're all in
the red rocket or whatever it's called.
Yeah, it's the BB gun. So recap, AB has 4, Kevin now has 5, Hannah way behind in 2. Here we go. Kevin, chance to really extend your lead. This is where double the points. What is the name of the burglars in Home Alone, their nickname?
Oh, shoot.
That's hard.
They're the something bandits. And yes. You know what?
I steal. Well,
I don't
Hannah's
know.
Hannah's going to steal.
Hannah steal
the
that,
Sticky
please.
Bandits?
That's Home Alone 2.
Oh.
What?
Can't give it to.
Why?
Home Alone.
The Wet Bandits?
They're the Wet Bandits.
That's what it was.
I gave 2 names.
I'll let AB and Kevin let you know if you could be in there with 2 names. I feel like no.
You know
I feel
what?
Like no.
Didn't get it.
I'm in the Christmas spirit. I'd give it to Hannah.
That's 2 votes.
So you know what? You get 1 point.
No. 5-4-2. Hannah, you're still in the game, though. You have a chance to answer. In The Polar Express, which you love, one of your favorite Christmas movies, what word is punched on the boy's ticket? Or double the points.
Believe.
That is correct.
Oh, yeah.
Now, Hannah, back in the game, and that steal might have cost you. It is now Kevin in the lead with 5, Hannah with 4, AB with 4, and we go back to Hannah with music. What holiday was Jingle Bells originally written for? What holiday was Jingle Bells originally written for?
Valentine's Day.
Does it sound like a Valentine's Day song for you? No. Kevin, do you know this one?
I do know this one. I can't steal, though, because I've already used my steal. It's Thanksgiving.
It's Thanksgiving. Yeah. It's actually a Thanksgiving
what?
Song.
Right, yeah.
It became so popular for Christmas.
That hurts my soul. I got a Christmas song question.
Yeah. Oh, Kevin, chance to expand your lead.
Okay.
What Christmas song begins with the lyrics, "Sleigh bell rings, are you listening?"
Walking in a winter wonderland.
Boom, Kevin.
Kevin.
7 points.
What
AB.
What a right time.
It's this right can, time.
AB, you could save yourself
That's
here.
That's the wrong or, song.
I know it totally is.
You guys, I was just going to say
Jingle Bell
that.
Rock.
Yeah. You guys really, these two. It's not even a drunk show. All right, AB. Your chance to get back in the game or really just collapse from your lead. What 3 words are famously described the Grinch from the song "You're a Mean One, Mr. Grinch"? Three words.
3 words, and I quote.
I don't know 1.
Oh,
stop!
Come on!
I do not know a singular word. Ready,
Hannah?
Kevin?
You're a nasty, wasty skunk.
No, it stinks.
It stinks,
stank,
stunk. I was leading up to it.
He was teeing you up.
I was teeing you up.
All right, AB, you're falling apart here. Christmas facts, hopefully it will get you back in the game. We're double the points here. New York's big, iconic Christmas tree is located where in New York City? You should know this.
Rockefeller Center.
That is correct.
So easy.
AB, 6 points. Okay. Kevin, this is for the win, all right,
okay.
Kevin, because you have the 7 points.
The heat's on.
Yep. What color did Santa used to wear before Coca-Cola put him in his iconic red suit?
Ooh, that's a tough one.
That's really hard.
You know, but I believe he was like me. He liked the color brown.
Incorrect and leaves it open for
Anna.
Green. He was usually worn
green.
Some beiges.
I don't like that.
We used to wear green, and then Coca-Cola actually put him in a red suit, and then that took off in the 1930s.
That's crazy.
For the win. It is right now.
I'm sweating.
Kevin with 7. 5 for AB and Hannah. So a chance to tie, actually. What beverage is known as milk punch, traditionally
eggnog!
Served during Christmas? And Hannah just became an eggnog girl.
Yes! Yeah! I knew eggnog would come in for me.
So we tie?
There's no tiebreaker, guys.
Damn.
I wrote enough questions. Kevin and Hannah.
Shared winners. It's the singing duet that
Christmas
wins.
Christmas spirit. AB, you fell apart at the end.
I know.
We're less than a week out from Christmas, so Merry Christmas to you. We can start saying that now, I feel like. Hannah, what's coming up in the Hollywood hashtag?
Pete Davidson just became a dad, and he gave the ultimate tribute to his dad that passed away. I'll share with you how next.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. A hashtag, baby. It's ready, so here we go.
Pete Davidson is now officially a girl dad as he and his girlfriend, Elise Hewitt, welcome their little girl, Scotty. And what just absolutely pulls the heartstrings so much is they named their daughter Scotty actually after Pete's late dad who passed away during 9/11. His name was Scott, so they named their little girl Scotty.
He was a firefighter. He was one of the guys running into the buildings that people were running out of. He was a hero. Like, that's so crazy.
Absolute hero. And Pete and Elise shared this news via Instagram. They posted like a ton of different pictures, and then their caption was awesome. They kind of gave like a different quote, one from Elise, one from Pete. The quote from Elise, Scotty's mom, says, "My best work yet. I'm so absolutely overflowing with love and gratitude and disbelief." And Pete's little quote was, "Wu-Tang forever."
I love this version of Pete that we're getting. I know somebody, like when we were doing our 2026 prediction, picked like Pete to end up with like Sydney Sweeney or Sabrina Carpenter or something like that, because he's gone through like every single celebrity. But I honestly feel like he might have just settled down. Like, who knows what ends up happening, but he's found sobriety. He's gotten off social media. He actually left Saturday Night Live and has left the mainstream, like, I feel like, spotlight, and is picking and choosing the art that he is creating. Mm-hmm. And now he's a dad. Like, I just feel like he's really found, like, I don't know, he's like grounded. Yeah, like, it's awesome to see. Yes. Like, so cool to see for Pete Davidson.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. A hashtag, baby. It's done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go.
Megamind
question of the day on the Brett Maga Show. All right. Megamind question of the day earlier was, what is the number one food we ordered in 2025? The answer was pizza. What is the top day we order pizza? AB wanted to guess first.
Oh, wow.
You can play. Go ahead. First dibs. See if you choke.
Okay. I think it's January 1st.
Okay.
Wait, are they closed on that day? Well, I already
locked
in.
That was your guess. That was my guess.
I don't think you'd do it on January 1st. You're either going to do it on New Year's Eve or you're going to do it on Christmas Eve. I'm going to go Christmas Eve.
Wrong. I'm going New Year's Eve.
Super Bowl Sunday was number two. And that is not the correct answer. No one guessed that. It shocked me because Super Bowl Sunday was number two. Someone got it right.
Ooh. Ooh.
Okay.
Tell you who next.
Mega Minds.
All right. Someone got it correct. On the Brett Maga Show, Megamind question of the day. This is the top day we order pizza. When do we get pizza more than any other day of the year? And this is the number one thing we order as Americans more than anything else. Hannah, your guess was?
I'm very confident in my answer, and it's New Year's Eve.
Kevin?
I said Christmas Eve.
I said January 1st.
Super Bowl was number two. I was surprised no one said Super Bowl. Big, like wings and pizza day. No one said it. This is how it reads. I would agree with someone, but this is how it reads. The top day to order pizzas locked in, according to Google, is New Year's Day.
So I got it?
No.
That is correct.
Wow. I know.
It's New Year's Eve.
No, it's New Year's
Eve. When people are having the parties.
No, it's the day after when you're hungover.
No, they order it late.
I don't know. This is how it is.
I don't
I would assume, like, I thought Hannah would get it. So I reread it. I was like, it's not New Year's Eve. It's New Year's Day.
Mm-hmm.
But it's, when you're hungover, you're tired.
You don't want to cook.
Yeah, you just send the pizza to your house and you watch, like, football or binge watch something on TV and you just relax and people do nothing. Yeah. Top Google. Google dancer. New Year's Day is the number one day. Super Bowl is number two.
Think fast.
Whose brain works the best here on the Brett Maga Show? We're going to play a little game called Think Fast to see whose brain can actually think fast. AB asks us each a question. Myself, Kevin, and Hannah will yell out answers as fast as we possibly can to complete the statement. It's a game we play all the time, and this is the championship of 2025. You win, you're the smartest person for the whole year.
Oh,
wow.
Please, Brett, don't win.
I will never let you hear the
I agree. I don't want Brett to win.
Well, thanks, guys. Well, watch me dominate.
I'll never stop talking about
I'm
it.
I'm working on it.
I'm actually going to come back with a championship belt to say smartest, thinkier, faster ever.
Kevin's going to have a big
step it up.
All right, TF
all right.
I'm going
to try to step it up.
Okay.
Poop cannot be an answer because Kevin
right.
last time
no,
no
yeah,
body
no
functions.
Repeat
yeah.
answers.
Yeah, right. yeah.
No repeats.
Just, that I think that needs to be a rule because you guys just take the same answer. I never do that.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
You do, but whatever. Okay.
Poop.
First question. Name a gift that screams, "I forgot about you."
Chili Cold. Dog.
A what?
A chili dog.
No one gets everyone a chili dog. A gift card. That's a correct answer.
I said coal.
No one has ever hit anyone with coal ever.
Yes, I've gotten coal before.
Yeah. Who?
From my mom. See, this is where I have a hard time.
She did not think about it. She clearly thought about it for a while then.
Kevin answered first, but this isn't like, let me pick the best answer. This is who came up with the answer the fastest. So
if
I
it's
have
an
to
actual answer, if you submit that, they would say wrong. You have to submit a correct answer. Yeah. Who? Gift card.
No, I'm going with Kevin.
Hey, all right.
This is crap.
Thanks,
I am screwed over in this game. Those are terrible answers. Protest.
No, it's not. Second question. Name something Santa would get canceled for.
He can't even hand a coal. Because that's a ridiculous gift. No.
If he released a sexy calendar.
Oh, that was
he would not get canceled for that. Right. He would get promoted.
No, he wouldn't. People would look at him differently.
No, people like OnlyFans now. People are more open-minded in 2025. I think people would dig
that. No, Hannah gets that
about
one. Thank you.
Inappropriate photos with the elves.
Wow, the damn Kevin.
You don't know what they're doing in the workshop now.
He's in the Epstein files all of a sudden? Like, what the hell? Jeez.
What? Cancel Santa. Okay.
Yeah, that's crazy.
One point Kevin, one point Hannah.
They're working against me. You clearly see this. Kevin's laughing so hard.
Kevin's actually dying.
Took him out. Okay.
Third question. Name a Christmas movie that's overrated.
Elf.
Elf. Nah.
Hannah,
first legit point.
I disagree, but okay.
All right. Name something Santa's elves probably complain about.
Cocaine.
Cocaine. Working too much. That is cocaine. They've never complained about cocaine.
Yes. Kevin is speechless.
It's not cocaine. It's candy cocaine.
They complain. They don't
want
to do it.
They complain.
What did you say, Brett?
They don't want to do it.
They don't
want to be working too many hours.
I'll give it to Brett.
Whatever.
You got Santa on Epstein Island running a drug cartel? Come on, man. What happened?
2025 got crazy.
This isn't the Santa I remember.
Man, this is Satan. I tell you what it is.
Bad Santa.
Oh, my gosh.
Bad Santa.
2-1-1.
Okay, this might be the last one.
Okay.
Who's playing this? Who wrote these questions? This might be the last one. This might be.
Yeah, we don't know. Aren't you the judge?
Yeah, you tell us.
I'll let you know later. Name a gift that feels like a personal attack.
Pair of Dockers.
Really?
Yes.
Why?
Because they're out of style. The Dockers pants.
Yeah, I guess that is a great answer.
It's a personal attack. You're telling me that I don't dress up enough. I wear jeans to work.
His wife actually.
Okay, point goes to Kev, but how many points does everybody have?
You're in charge.
We've
it's 2-2-1.
Two, two, yeah.
Okay, so then I have a tiebreaker.
Okay.
So it's only Kevin and Hannah.
Yes.
I'm
Thank
out.
God Brett is out.
All right.
Because I've given so many correct answers.
Woo! Okay. What is something you shouldn't bring up at Christmas dinner?
Divorce.
Oh, there you go.
There you go.
Wow.
That, boom! Man. That was the loudest boom I've ever heard.
This thing fast just went off the rails. Divorce, Epstein Island,
cocaine
at the North Pole. That's not snow.
Think fast.
Merry Christmas.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.